of the Most High.
What will we tell them? As an explanation of how it all went down. What do we tell them? That's what I'd like to know. I guess, hey, look it up for yourself. Revelation 9. Angels sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven under the earth, and to him was given the key to the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, and the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason. Came out of this smoke locusts on the earth. And then that was given power as the locusts, as the scorpions of the earth had become power. And there was commanded them that they should hurt not the grass, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God on their forehead. Them it was given that they should not kill them, but they should be tormented 5 months. The torment was like the torment of a scorpion when it striketh the man. And the shapes of locusts were like unto the horses prepared unto battle, and on their heads were, as it were, crowns like gold, and their faces were as of the faces of men, and they had hair on them, and their women, and their teeth, and the teeth of lions. When the sixth trumpet sounded, I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which was before God, saying to the six angels who had the trumpet, loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. Four angels were loosed, were prepared for an hour, a day and a month and a year, for to slay the third of all humans, to slay the third part of men, lay a third of the earth. That's the best of the day. It's called the plagues of God. Yeah. And so, you know, there is such a thing as cycles and beginnings and ends. And, you know, to me it seems like I see a beginning and I see a great end. I see some going from the end to the beginning, and but the bulk going there through death, somehow. And, you know, the thing that we're seeing today is just a kind of a news item, is that one Mr. Schwab has called now with the UN for the end of all energy upon the earth immediately. And this is today, today's news. Now, I don't know how many people have been paying attention to the things that have been turned off, or the energy supplies that have been turned off, or the inflation that has been artificially wound up, or the or all of these things to make everything as bad as possible. And people have said, oh, no, you know, that's not going to happen because our great God, and so forth and so on, where I am trying to point out to you that God has called for this period. And, you know, the because it was anticipated by the prophets that this would be a period of decadence and of, you know, woeful abomination under the Lord. I mean, just, you know, a fight, if you will, or a war waged against God himself. Well, for whatever, I don't know why people would be that stupid, but I have often wondered how people could be so stupid as to lose their country, to lose their world. You realize we're, right now, it's, the death rates have gone up to, we have a 40% excess death rate right now in the world. Were you aware of that? So for those calling for this good thing, I remind you, the actual facts on the ground of a 40% excess death rate right now and all the other things that have happened is not pleasant. I'm saying, you know, please at least allow yourselves to think there may be something unpleasant or a hardship that is being thrown at you through warfare that you will have to endure, and call on the Lord to help you endure it. Meanwhile, most people are running around with like chickens with their heads cut off, hoping they can get, you know, the stock market back, or the, you know, the energy sector back with oil, or the, you know, or the, you know, things to be in their favor in some way, their real estate sold, or, but then where do they go? What do they spend their money on? I was just listening to a guy talking about this. What do they spend their money on? What are they going to do? Where are they going to go? And the answer is, well, they're going to have to be before the Lord. Now, a lot of these plagues are counted for those people that, you know, are slated, you know, are marked. And if this is true to this time, if the nano jab was a game changer, then that would be something to look at as far as these revelation locusts that are to be unleashed. But I think the policy right now of the Biden administration is to be Stalin's the same strategy, which was make it as bad as possible for as many as possible, that they can't do anything about it. And I don't think we've ever seen so much anger and resentment and pain and suffering all wrapped up into one as they take it down, all of it. Now, I don't know what you're going to do. I know that I need to be led by the Lord. I don't know, really. This is way above my pay grade. It is biblical and supernatural. At the same time, it's logical, you know, political. And but I do see a, you know, like I say, a new beginning. And that could be just for those who are of God. They're just going to go on to God. And, you know, we talked about with Trish today. And she said she's prepared to die. And I said, yeah, I'm prepared to die too. I think this is, if this has to happen, then really there's not much we could do about it. We just might as well embrace it, you know, and hope for the best. I'm kind of flabbergasted. I've got a horse and, sorry, I'm, you know, I'm recovering from a tremendous cold. Got on the road here. But I'm prepared to, you know, to deal with it. But I'm also seeing, I suppose this could be the silver lining. My mind is occupied with life, not death. My heart is occupied with life and not death. I'm involved with people who are very much alive, trying to make their livings and not die. I'm not around people that are abominations or liars or cheaters. A lot of them have maybe started out that way, but have since repented. And, you know, finding out that, you know, when you lie and cheat and steal and do abominations and are a pervert and all that, what happens is it comes back to you. So a lot of these people have grown and understood, like we have, that, you know, you do not only, you know, when you have that kind of consciousness, it's very, you know, it's very, very materialistic, very, very selfish, very unsatisfying. It's funny, all they want is access to children, and they can basically do what they want with the children, but why would they want to, if they occupy themselves endlessly with their fashions and their, you know, their perversions and their, you know, their satanic, you know, Illuminati programming kind of, you know, sets for rappers and things like that, and, you know, Molech imagery even, and all the kids are going to Molech. And I'm saying, you know, fine. Be dumb. Throw the spark away. The beautiful gift of that was given. Be a nihilist. But be stupid and throw your $1 million away. Throw your benefit, throw your living water away. Throw your soul away. Because you don't approve of the unwokeness of God. Wow. Well, we might as well say our goodbyes now, because you won't be seeing us, so we won't be seeing you. No one will be seeing you again. But that's what you want. Just to be erased. And some people think they want that. I guarantee you, no one wants to be erased. Everyone wants to be loved. Everyone wants to be nurtured and feel that connection that used to be through our mothers, right? Through our mothers and to the community and to the world. And now the only actual connection left is to God directly, which is the best kind. So you see, game, set, and match. God never wins or loses, really. God is. It's Satan or them or the cabal, whatever, the club, the thing. They lose, but they lose on their own. They lose through the stupid moves they do, through the dumb understandings they believe. I just heard, I don't know how you handle this, but I heard the press secretary of the United States, the new one, the girl that's always calling racist, everything racist, 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 racist. So not too bright, but this takes the cake. And so, well, do you believe a man can have a child and have an abortion? She goes very calmly, yes. Okay. There, for me, prophetically, was the end of this, United States. That was it. She said, yes, men can get pregnant and have abortions without batting an eye. This is how far this has gone. Now, her sin, if you will, and there are many, it's not being particularly, it's if you will, it's a brainwashing, but it's kind of beyond brainwashing. It's a dehumanizing. In other words, this is a person that's no longer human, but would say something like, a man can get pregnant and then have an abortion. with a straight face. Now, once you're at that point of psychosis, there is no bringing it back. You're out. You're gone. You're out to sea. You're gone. So that's why I see the controllers of the Earth out. They're out to sea. They're gone, and they're trying everything they could do to start this war up with Putin. Of course, the next war will take a few minutes to prosecute, and we'll take out one third of humanity. And that could happen within the next year or so. It could happen tomorrow. But it's, look at the quality of the people who are governing. You have the women and children who've been emancipated governing over the ashamed men. Are the men ashamed? Well, in America, the men should be very, very ashamed to be given so much and to piss it away like that. The only way you could do that is to reject God. Of course, you think no one would do that, would they? And so now we have to pay for this. Well, we warned over and over. It's silly, you know, repeating words. But I'm just here to say, you know, the people of God, there will be a new beginning. And for me, it's already started. You know, if I have to die on the way to it, fine. I mean, if there's a nuclear war, there's a big flash of light, the windows break, we all get incinerated, fine. Nothing can separate me from the love of Christ. Nothing can separate me from my Father. Nothing can separate me from God. Nothing. Nothing can take my joy away. Nothing can take my positivity away. Nothing can take my... None of this, the specter of death, and taking away everything so we don't even have power to operate. How cruel to take away the baby formula and things like that. I mean, how utterly cruel, but that's done by design and they did it on purpose, of course. People keep giving them a pass. They think there's no pattern here. The pattern is to make the United States basically Venezuela before the midterms even, so that she can't get out of her shackles put there by the Biden administration through whoever controls the teleprompter, as Elon Musk said. Which would be, you know, Obama and company, and, you know, deep staters, global communist punks, or the elite Nazi party above that, which is Soros and company, Schwab, and the others, Zelensky, another one. You got your Nazi celebrities, we're all pretty much the same. You know, I went out just for you to make sure that I didn't just speak out of turn. I went and looked up, I looked this up on Google. I said, celebrities who hate their fans. And yep, and didn't I put Ariana Grande at the top of the list? She's at the top of the list, along with Rihanna and, you know, Madonna and all the rest of them. They're all on the list. There's a list. I didn't make the list. I just wanted you to know I knew what I was talking about. Confirmed. And they wish their fans would, you know, eat shit and die. And they hate their fans. They hate America. They hate, you know, people here who like them. And then I read another article about celebrities, i.e. owned by them, owned by Satan, who basically wish to harm their fans. Now, this is, and even, there's another category. There are these people have been worshipped as the golden calf since the beginning. And, you know, they actually cited people that, you know, wanted to, you know, dress people down if they asked for an autograph or harass them in some way, make them cry. Then, you know, and it's your usual people. In this category, mainly males, not females. And the males wish to do harm to those asking for autographs. And some are gracious. You know, I think you know which ones are. Right? Some have worked out a way to deal with a lot of people screaming. Because they scream for these people. They scream like, wouldn't God love to hear a scream like that? Wouldn't anyone. But no, these are the top people. And they have a disdain. And I think there's some kind of built-in thing. It has to do with the fact that they feel they don't deserve their celebrityhood. And therefore, they hate their fans. Because they know it's a fake job. It's some kind of, you know, mind control device to get people to believe certain things. In this case, how racist America is or something. I just found it interesting. It's just another part of how we got here so quickly. People wanted to conform to woke and cancel culture and all those things so quickly. And within a few years, we were brought into about where I would say, you know, put a fork in it. And, you know, unless you know of people that will stand up, I think this is kind of the end of the road here. But regardless, they hate you. Your celebrities, your government, everyone hates you. Everyone hates you. God does not hate you. God loves you so much. He gave his only begotten Son to die on the cross, to set you free of sin, all who would believe in him, but to heal the breach so that that connection will never be severed again. So that on day one, you have it. Baptism by fire, the Holy Spirit, you're refused together. And keeping that alive is really keeping hope alive. Now, I don't mind people wherever they're at. I mean, I do object to churches that do gang stalking and, you know, and murder and things like that, and pedophilia and human trafficking, and their churches. You know, I mean, this is abomination. So I don't approve of the abominable churches run by Freemasons. Sorry. Or alt religions, or religion in general. There's connections available to all people. Anywhere, anytime, everywhere, there is a human that is available. Connection to God is not only available, but it's the Lord loves to connect with his children. But they must participate and call out and seek and want. Someone who is self-satisfied, the Lord can't really work with. Anyway, I've been putting most of the messages on Substack. Oh, dear. We have a microphone, Trish, we have some kind of a, it's come out of the desk. So I've been using Substack for, you know, for some writings and, you know, really, I mean, just, I'm not even sure what I'm doing there, but I'm able to put some podcast words up there as well.
What do you need, love?
Well, this thing has malfunctioned. And so, Sorry, folks.
Where's the hole?
They came out of the hole. It was... The microphone has come out of its... This microphone's huge.
It's stand.
And it won't stand there.
Okay, maybe you have to hand-hold it?
Yeah, we'll finish up right now.
Sorry about that.
So, the point today is really simple, you know. There's no need to not be enjoying... I mean, it's severe, the moves they're making. Yeah. And I've seen a friend I have to encourage, too, that, you know... Really wanted to have a life and make a go of it here and have, well, we've lost it all. And I am so sorry, folks. Can we do it this way?
Came unscrewed.
This darn thing is more fun than a barrel of snakes. So, so I'm using the Substack because it's more immediate and I can get more creative with it, and hopefully I'll be able to update you on things that I'm doing as well, because there are some pretty interesting things, but then I go through things when I do things, you know what I mean? It's like I go through emotional ups and downs, and so sometimes I keep that private, you know, my struggles. But, we were just out in Los Angeles finishing up the documentary of Society, the script that was written under amnesia, under mind control programming, me. And, you know, just about, did that contribute to its popularity, perhaps? It's just an interesting question, and a whole bunch of people weighed in on this. And the last one was the director, Mr. Brian Usna, and we had a good time. I hadn't seen him in 20 years. My goodness, that's a long time. So it was a reunion, and we talked for a couple hours on camera. So there's plenty there to finish off. We have everything we need now to. I don't know how long we've been working on this, but finally we've come to the end of the shoot. And so that will be out there, and you know, it's almost like, you know, here we are at the end of life, right? In our 60s and 70s, you know, talking about things, but then there's another part of that, it's like talking about going another 60 or 70 years. So I'm kind of trying to hold this here. Yeah, my throat is not going to let me talk, so I'm going to have to go. Yeah, it was rough. My back was out. Caught a cold. Couldn't even walk. And getting out there, I had to go to where were we? Went to from Albuquerque to LAX, and then trying to find our way back to the Burbank Hotel. And then over to Hollywood to the interview. And was able to, you know, I mean, if you follow me at all, or follow our films, Greatest House, you'll see we have The Quantum Devil, which will be premiering tomorrow in Cannes. And we're hoping, you know, for good distribution. We have a couple offers on the table and still... I like to see what else we can do, and hopefully it'll go well. And, you know, it's no guarantee. I feel like I'm just out there horse racing. But on the other hand, it's good to be working. It's good to be engaged with people. We met two of the actors in The Quantum Devil, and they're great. They're great. A lot of fun to be with. They're so little, though, the actors. I mean, or I'm so big. You know, I've, like, grown, and so, yes, that's another thing. You'll see, hopefully there'll be a healing. Healing, well, the documentary really was the first time that, you know, Woody Keith in the past of talks to Zeph Daniel And it created this ripple, almost like a parallel universe ripple effect in the cosmos, of at least my own mind, and caused some difficulty. And, you know, and at the same time, you know, it's good. It was, you know, time to reintegrate. There's a lot of things that happened in my life that had derailed me. And one was being separated from, you know, society, obviously, and, you know, reprogrammed to years later to be, you know, dropped in to finally fit in. And so, you know, to be tortured, in other words. And as if, you know, torture in early years also wasn't enough. And it didn't really work. The programming eventually fell apart with Jesus. Now, you know that, you guys. You understand how that can happen. So we're left with this story. But the story is it the way of the world that the people at the top are abominations and perverts, involved in human trafficking, abuse of children, murder, rigging everything, stealing, lying? In other words, organized crime. And has that always been the way? And the answer is yes, that's always been the way. Most people are not in this. Well, today we're beginning to see it, but we're not dealing, we're still not dealing with it as a society. You know, it's like people, can you believe Biden did that? Yes, because we know where he belongs. We know who he's around. We know who the people are. So yes, of course, we understand that's normal. Even if they don't hide it as much. So yes, if that's the case, do you want to join? Do you want in? No. Well, then we have to deal with you. We have to get rid of you. And so is that the way it is? And that is the way it is. So that's what I had to face. In my case, it was really, can you be programmed to be on the Truman Show and at some point fit in? To kind of force it, to jimmy it in. And I never want any quarrel with these people. I don't want any quarrel now. But anyway, so that's the journey I've been on. Boy, I'll tell you, it's been a real test of my own limits. But it's been revelatory about the world system. And they, people can say, oh, it's not that bad. Folks, what you're seeing today in the world shows how bad it has always been. Now, in my day, you know, that family, of course, that family I was part of, you know, let me mention this. They're gone. This is like pre-interview, because they will interview me eventually. And I'm sure some will have a great time laughing at me. And others won't, but I'll tell you this. It's like the same military-industrial complex that has been warned about is what we're talking about, and they are stronger actually then than they are today. And you know, they're on the board of all the war machines, and their thing is war, Lucifer, black magic. And really supporting and creating this society worldwide that we all live in. And we go by the system. And we go by our soap our cleaning products and our food. And without them, that wouldn't be there. At the same time with them, if you happen to be caught in the wrong spot as I was, then of course, you know, it's pretty much over for you. So somehow we're here at this point, finishing up a documentary, which I hope we survive. We could use your prayers to shine light on that subject of just, you know, writing something that was an autobiographical thing or incident, as if fiction, and believing in fiction, and not having a revelation about it until 10 to 15 years later. Anyway, it's a unique little story. It's I'm sorry it has to be my story to tell, but anyway. So here we go. I just want to find the right... Okay. So I will leave now. You can find me on Substack. That's zephdaniel.substack.com. Very easy. Called Zeph Daniel Communique. I talk to you. I write. And hopefully I'll write more things about the journey. Because it's easy, you know, when you're moving around to be kind of like... I think you like it when there's all kinds of observations about things. And most of mine are not really normal observations. We had some insane spiritual warfare out there. We had gang stalking. We had a demon in human flesh talk to us. We had back and forth. We did get sick. We had, we had risk. The enemy does not like us going into its lair and influencing people that may now at long last not only crave the gospel but want it. Now they see through all the haze and propaganda. And they see, oh my God, it's the smart thing. It's the intelligent thing. We all thought it was stupid. No. Aside from what the churches have done and all the negative propaganda and all the glib people and everything, you get through there and you say, oh, look, the Alpha and the Omega, the first and last, the paradox, an explication of infinity, new worlds, purpose of life, explanation of thoughts, introduction to Creator, His thoughts above, His ideas above, His movements above our comprehension. If you say it's, you're just as right. If you say is, hers, it's, or just Creator, you'd be right. Creator says, for my people, whom I know will go through whatever I ask them to, there will be a great reward, just as there is a reaping what has been sown, there is a reward for what has been done courageously and right. So I'll see you next time. Watch me, I think, on Substack for now as I'm recovering from all these myriad illnesses.